Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight around the world, and welcome everybody. You know, you hear people talk about justice and law, and especially lately with the civil rights stuff and all that.
Yeah.
But people don't realize how fortunate they are that they have protection, you know, that no one can interfere with their regular daily lives and get away with it. So that's what people need to think about more. And I think some of them are thinking about it, but it's not enough to make a difference. Now, we as disabled people, we don't have any justice. How can you have justice when there's no enforcement, there's no money behind the law or set of rules, whatever you want to call it? It's not really much of a law. So there is no justice for the disabled. I'll give you an example just off the top of my head. I'm involved right now in arbitration to settle a case where they wouldn't let me on the accessor ride with my guide dog. Now, the guy who was driving the car, the one who actually did this, he has nothing to do with the case. He gets away scot-free. Nothing happens to him legally, you know, with the law. Supposedly his company went out of business. I don't know how true that is. But how can there be justice if the person who offended you gets away and nothing, you know, no charges against them or any kind of penalty?
Right.
To me, that is not justice.
No, it isn't.
So right there, you know, this business with the American Disability Act, which to me is nothing but a weak bunch of rules that people sit around and interpret, and most of the time, well, I would say all the time, because there's no enforcement. You go through the whole process. It could be months, years. This thing that's been going on with me, with this accessory ride, has been years already.
Yeah.
No justice, because there's no enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going to happen. I mean, you know, whatever they decide. And then finding out that if you don't settle out of court and you go to court,
mm-hmm.
you can't sue for a lot of money. I think $2,000, my lawyer told me, is the limit.
Yeah.
In court.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
I mean, for people
I
who
believe
were,
so.
I don't know, but for people who offend you I mean, you know, it would seem to me that it would be the other way around, that a jury should be able to award you as much as whatever they feel is worth.
Right. Exactly.
That would work a lot better. But
yeah.
That doesn't happen with the ADA. The way it's set up is so so condescending. You know what the ADA is? What it is to me, it's a reflection of the agencies.
I agree with
really
that.
That's really what it is.
It is, because
that's really what
the
it
agencies.
Is.
Yeah, the agencies give the ADA a tone in which, you know, that they want them to run. I mean, that's how I feel. It runs too.
It's the mentality of the agencies.
Yeah. It is.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I spoke to someone, and it shows you how confusing it is, because I'm going to tell you the story. I spoke to someone who was supposed to be an ADA expert. I'm not going to mention her name because she never called me back. But I heard today from my dear friend Michelle that this woman I spoke to believes that I don't have a case because I wasn't registered with Accessoride. Now, my lawyer, on the other hand, believes entirely different.
See? Yeah.
See? So where, how can these people be experts when they really don't know what they're talking about? You know,
yeah.
Because if someone makes a ride and they have a guest with them and that guest has a guide dog, that dog is allowed to ride.
That's right.
And that much I know. And if it wasn't allowed to ride, we wouldn't be in this arbitration now, would we?
That's correct.
So these people don't know what the hell they're talking about. These are the people that are supposed to guide us and help us.
Yeah.
I tell you, man, these people are so afraid and so made weak by the system. That is pathetic.
That's it, right there.
We have to defend them psychologically. Because they don't know what they're talking about. Because if it's true, that a person who comes as a guest and has a guide dog is not allowed to go, you know, then that's horrible.
It sure is.
That has to be changed immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But come to find out that it's not true.
Yeah.
And that's why we have a case, and that's why the judge way back when refused to dismiss the thing. So I'm going to try to get as much mileage out of it as I can. But, you know,
you
don't expect much when you have a weak law.
That's true.
All right, Inner Sight around the world. Don't forget, tomorrow night's the funniest.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have some fun with that. We're brought to you by the Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. That's the phone number for Mr. Kennedy right here in Islip, New York. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information. Kennedy Realty, check them out. And some of the people who have helped us in the past, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Turo Law Center, my friends at the Islip Cleaners who donate to Inner Sight, and the Sunset Restaurant. So we got a few friends out there, which is nice.
Which is good.
Suffolk
Thank
Bus
you.
Corp, mm-hmm. which I don't know if I'm allowed to mention them, but I can't help it. All right, Suffolk Bus Corp. Inner Sight, and of course the Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. You want to adopt an Akita. Great service dog or pet dog, whatever your needs are. Big East, the Key to Rescue, .org, 609-388-7004. You want to use the phone. All right. Inner Sight, talking tonight about how there is no justice for the disabled, and we'll get into that. I'll tell you why I know there's no justice in a minute. Let's see. Nobody starves on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food, medical. Call Gary, 631-484-3085. So check it out. And how about the Able News? We got to do the Able News.
Yeah, we have to. ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community in the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign our petitions, the nursing home one, and the service dog school, and we're going to try to get something up on the Facebook about Memorial Day.
Yes.
And how many people who served this country will be denied a service dog. Information that people should have, and we don't have that information.
No,
anybody out there, go ahead. Try to Google it, and then call us.
Yeah, I could try.
213-816-1650. So
we have two callers, by the way. Talking about callers.
Who else? Let's see. We got James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer. 516-783-9662.
Frank.
Any civil rights advice? All right, Inner Sight, and you know how I know there's no justice for the disabled?
Yeah.
How many people in the last...
Callers, by the way.
I heard you. How many people in the last 5 years have gone to jail for, things against the disabled who have been fined, gone to jail? Lost their license. You never hear about that.
No, you don't.
I mean, that's what we need. That's the kind of enforcement we need.
Oh, yeah? We really
do. To make
a
difference. If we're ever going to get anywhere, because, I mean, this thing can go on forever, and people can delay accessibility forever. You know, they claim hardship and all that stuff. The money should be there. It shouldn't be a debate over the money. That's another way that I know that this ADA is no good. There's no power behind it. There's no money behind it. How can you have a law without money behind it? When you need a cop and you call a cop, why does the cop come? There's money behind it.
Yeah, that too.
No, there's money.
Money.
Money behind it. The cop gets paid to be there. There's no money behind the American Disability Act.
That's very true.
There's nothing. There's no enforcement. There's no money. Therefore, there's no justice.
Yeah.
I mean, we've heard the stories. I heard another one the other day of people defying the disabled. Oh, go ahead and sue me. Go, I don't care. I believe I can win. You see?
Yeah, we did.
When that kind of thing happens, then you know that there's no justice.
Definitely.
And that's what the damn politicians should address. And you know, the weirdest thing is that in the way we are telling them to address it, they wouldn't have to spend any money. In fact, they would save money.
That's
get
true.
These agencies to set up an accessibility fund.
Yeah.
And get the government to go half with them. That's how it should be. Otherwise, you're never going to get enforcement from the ADA. Because there's always going to be a fight over the money.
That's true.
And that'll go on and on and on and on and on. And look at this stupid business with this virus. Now people have an excuse now. oh, we can't do it. Now we don't have the money. They didn't have the money before.
That's true.
It's got nothing to do with it. If you had enforcement, it would have to be there. All right, inner sight, 213-816-1650. We have a caller?
We have Maureen queued in, and we have Danny who's listening.
All right, so is Dan in the queue?
No, he is not.
Oh, all right. So let's take Maureen's call.
Okay.
From Queens.
Okay.
Inner sight live.
They're calling me. Hello?
Hi.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. I didn't know.
How
I
you
was,
doing?
I didn't know I was on you guys tonight. Hello?
You're here.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I missed the show last night. I had to do a couple things. been kind of busy these days, you know. So, yesterday, we finally
dumped
Sydney.
You're not the only one who missed it. Sorry.
Oh, you weren't on?
No, I wasn't. Yeah.
You weren't feeling too good. Well, I called, you know, because I had to get this thing straightened out with Sydney and all this and what to do and all. So she was supposed to call the day before the head one, whose initials are DL, and she never did. After 3:30, she was supposed to call. So then I called yesterday. So, it was just the usual run around. They didn't even know who the one who I was speaking to last about my mom. They didn't even know who she was, how she got onto the problem. Nothing. So then she had given me the number of the lady who was doing last year with my mom. She was praising me so. She said, Maureen, you have done everything. She said, you don't even need me. She said, you've got everything taken care of. She was just praising me so. So then I went back to DL. And I said, I told her what happened. And I said, the others don't even know who she is. How could they not know who she is? Blah, 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 blah. So I said, well, when she was put on this last year, who were the people who wanted? Well, I never got an answer. So anyway, I just said, just close, Oh, you want us to close the case? And she had the nerve to say, after all we've done for you?
No.
What the heck did they do for us?
Did you get, excuse me, Maureen, did you get the furniture?
Yes, Alice is going to take care of that.
Oh, good.
Alice?
Yes. She's going to put into the garage.
I thought
the
other place was doing it.
No. Oh, I didn't get to tell you. That was part of yesterday. I said about the subsidy. They don't do them. So I said, well, what about furniture? Because they used to do $4,000, I believe. Oh, I don't think we do that much anymore. And this was going to be the furniture. It was government furniture. It was new, though. That was one thing. Wooden, and you get a love seat, not even a full couch, a love seat. And it was wooden, and I said, well, what design's on the, material for the, it's a brown cloth.
Yeah.
So I said, forget it. What, is it going to be me and the aide sitting on the love seat all day and night?
Nah.
So
that's
I said,
not,
forget about it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Susan.
Yeah, I heard you say that yesterday. When I heard you say that, I was like, nah.
But the nerve to say after all we've done for you. I heard tonight they lost their funding.
No, that's probably why she was angry.
Oh, yeah, she just hung up on me because I could tell the phone went to my, it lit up, which means the person's gone. So.
Oh.
Oh, but earlier I called when I was sitting in front of my mom's nursing home yesterday waiting to bring something. I bought her birthday card. She was so ecstatic. She was so happy. They brought them up to them. I can't even be with her yesterday when she got the cards, but luckily I'm going to be with her on her birthday if nobody brings it in again. But anyway, so here's what she said. I said, now we have the place up in New Rochelle and all that. Oh, I thought you were going to Long Island. I said, well, we had been, you know, that was one of the possibilities if, you know.
Right.
Oh, well, you keep moving back and forth, back and forth. So so I said, well, you know, we have this place now. It was, I said, you know, we paid the 1 month's rent and all this, and, you know, we have this now, and it's wheelchair accessible. Oh, so you don't want to do Long Island anymore? Why would I want to do it when I'm paying rent up there? What, would I want to pay two rents for something?
What did they do for you? Isn't this the people that had your mom on the wrong program for 3 years?
Yes.
She's been in so many programs. She's been in three that I know of.
Yeah.
They just keep waffling back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So actually, what do they do? They do the same things, mostly, and they don't do anything. You know what I mean? There was only like one difference between the two. They did nothing but confuse us.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they
That's basically
didn't the
it.
Nerve to say that.
We were talking about it, Maureen and I, and we were figuring it out one day, and it turned out to be about, you know, those three different programs. Together we were trying
to figure it out.
There's
more even, because what happened to Money follows the person. What happened to
Oh, yeah, that's right. We forgot about that.
Then we
that
have
too.
a new one.
It follow the
Rappy
person.
Housing.
Follow the politicians.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, exactly. Then
they
we have a
it.
New one, rapid housing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I forgot
There's
about that. So
a million programs. Yeah.
Yeah.
A million programs that do absolutely nothing. That's why, thank God for that Herbert Bennett. I must say he was the only one that told the truth. And, you know, that's why he's not there anymore. These others that jerk you around. Huh?
That's sad he's not there anymore. He probably ran it the right way.
Exactly. I mean,
Seriously.
He told the truth. People
he told the
literally
truth.
Die waiting to get out. And you know that for a fact.
Well,
there.
He
yeah.
wanted to run
you
it
know?
The right way, and they wouldn't let him.
That too.
That's right.
More likely.
You know, I mean, what did they do in 4 years that I haven't accomplished? Sorry, I can't speak anymore. I've accomplished in a short time.
Yeah. Well, how about this? How about the open doors? I think we forgot open doors too, right?
You know, I think we mentioned them. Open doors, Olmsted.
Oh, yeah, we did that too, yeah.
Yeah, TBI, which
oh, yeah.
my mom had a stroke, and that's why they originally sent TBI, but they should have known she was older
that
than 64 at the time.
Right.
So what did they
recommended that program for me, and then they recommended the nursing home diversion and waiver program for me. Now that's as of recent.
I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what the diversion plan and all that is. I've
it's
lost
to keep
track.
You out
I
of
no
a nursing
idea.
Home. It's to keep you out of a nursing home. Yeah.
Well.
For how long?
That's not even mentioned as one of their things. I don't even know who does that.
How long did
does
I see
an agency
out?
Like Sydney do it? Huh? I'm sorry?
They don't say, Frank. That's the weird part.
They don't say that.
They don't.
How
I'm
good
being
is that?
Serious. Exactly. They don't
That
say.
Would be my first question. How long are you going to keep me out of the nursing home?
Yeah. You know who knows
they
that?
Know
why,
that
you know why they can't answer that question?
Yeah.
Hold it. You know why they can't answer that question? Because they don't control the money.
That's true.
Nice.
That's why they can't.
Well, that's why, because you see, that's why I'm sure, even though they weren't doing anything, I'm sure they were getting money from the state anyway.
Yeah, right.
Because she was on, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get the money.
And now that she's canceled, she's with the woke people. She's been canceled. That's, you know, why she got annoyed, you know.
Yeah.
Because they've lost a client or whatever you call them, you know?
Yeah.
A sucker.
Oh, my God. That's too funny.
The other lady, she was really, she's going, Maureen, you did for your mother. She said, I am so proud of you. She said, some people don't even bother with their parents. She goes, you were just great, and good luck with everything. And the other one was still PO'd at the end. But the nerve to say.
What she said, to begin, the nerve to say what she said in the beginning, you know, that at the end, you know, that you didn't do anything. I mean, that's got some balls there.
You mean the L?
Yeah, yeah.
That I didn't do anything, you mean?
Yeah, that's nerve.
No, I did too much because I was back and forth and back and forth.
Oh,
I know. Well, you know, she always used to be so condescending, too, like I was an imbecile, you know, and I don't understand
right.
all these programs. Look, they should have just had one program that didn't do anything, as opposed to 40,000 that didn't do anything.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think Danny wants to speak, Frank. No, I
well, if they had one program, that means that it would have to be eligibility, just because the person is disabled. See, that should be the only criteria.
Mm.
Then
mm-hmm.
you can have one program.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, why do you have to have all this stuff all twisted around? And you got to be this age, that age. You're disabled. That should be enough.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, but they have it all figured out so that they can make money with it. That's what's going on.
Of course. Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
Frank?
Absolutely.
All right, in a second.
Danny would like to speak when you
and
get
we'll,
a chance.
Maureen, anything else?
Yeah. No, that's it. I'm just running around this week, especially like a chicken without a head. Tomorrow I have to go to the rectory to drop off documents and all, and I have to still change
good.
The electricity over and things like that. But
okay.
You know, I have to still pick. I have to see which one of the three Medicaid plans to pick. I have to go over them again and see what's the best for her. So,
yeah, you know, just concentrate on getting her out. Don't pay attention to what these people say, because they're only out for themselves.
Oh yeah. Well, I just have to see which is best for her of the three, you know. Hmm.
All right, in a sight, we're going to move on.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and,
guys, take care.
Okay.
Thank you, Maureen.
Okay.
Take care, Maureen.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you too, guys. Both of you.
Bye.
Yeah, before we take another phone call, I want to give a special thanks to my good friend David Caruso from the Associated Press.
Yeah.
Who I talked to today at length about this business with the service dog schools that aren't licensed. And, you know, you talk about no justice.
Mm-hmm.
How can you have justice when you're denied a service dog when there's absolutely no law? You cannot have justice without a law. I mean, that's common sense. So, Associated Press, I believe, is getting geared up to write a major story about this, because it affects a lot of people, and especially this time of the year, thousands of people who serve this country are going to be denied service dogs.
Oh, yeah.
The government doesn't protect them. The government won't do anything about it. And if the number is off on that list... anybody out there listening, then give me the right number. What's the right number?
Yeah, right.
Because I'd like to hear it.
That's right.
So, no justice for the disabled, and with the service dog situation, you don't even have a law.
That's
even worse. And to make it, to compound that, the Americans with Disability Act doesn't do a thing when a blind or disabled person is denied a service dog.
That's true.
So, there you have it. Let's take another phone call.
Yep.
Live on Inner Sight.
Here comes Danny.
My buddy Dan from Long Island. Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, how you doing?
So I called Jim. Jim behind me. Told him to experience ahead. He threw up his hands and said, I can't do anything. I'm like, so? That's the last time I'm going to use you. Ever.
You called him about the wheelchair, right? The rental?
Yeah. Yeah, the rental. And he's like, there's nothing I can do.
So he didn't think he had much of a case?
Nope. Called another attorney. Same thing.
Same thing. They didn't want to take it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because it involves Medicaid and the state and all that.
They don't want to make permobile bed. That's what it is. And I'll tell you something. Jim is useless.
Well, you see, there's no justice. Now, what does the ADA do for you in a case like this?
Nothing.
Thank God you didn't get hurt severely. I mean, but you did get bruised up, right?
Yeah.
But the Americans with Disability Act doesn't do anything for you. It's a very narrow-minded, prejudiced law. What?
And the attorney I called said, if you would have more damages done, then we could have done something, but you didn't have that much damage done.
Did they tell you to go to a doctor and get checked up?
No.
Great.
Well, people get away with a lot of stuff. Happens all the time. It happens more when somebody is disabled. They take advantage of us.
Yeah.
So, I know how you feel.
How do I expose this?
I'm actually sorry that it happened to you.
I wanted to do a new story, actually. How do we
You want to do, wait a minute, you want to do a what?
New story.
A new story?
Yeah. Oh, you don't think it's...
I'll tell you what I'll do. I got to talk to this guy from Long Island Connection, and I'll see if he'll write one up, a news release.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Frank.
All right? And I'll let you know.
Yeah.
If he wants to do it, we'll do
if
it together.
If you want to do it, if you can get Michelle in on it, or... You know who I'm talking about. If you could get anybody from the news media, I would be more than willing to go on.
Well, we could send out a release if he'll do it. He sent one out for us on the nursing homes about Suzanne's mom. Right.
Yes, he did.
You know? But, you know, there's a lot of indifference in the media toward the disabled. You got to know that. They
what
don't
do you
want
mean
to hear
indifference?
They don't want to hear it. They a lot of these people listen to the institutions. They don't listen to us.
No,
that's why it's so hard to get anything done. The politicians don't listen to the damn institutions. What?
I wouldn't be going for this fighting fool faith first. You know, it's not that bad, like, but I think there should be a warning on chairs. I think that
do you still have that, Danny? Do you still have that wheelchair that
yeah.
fell apart? You have it?
Yeah.
Get somebody to take a picture of it.
Yes, please.
Okay.
We can use pictures.
Do you also have a picture of where you got injured?
Yeah. I got a phone.
Take a picture of that too.
I got a phone picture, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got phone pictures. I got pictures
That's
of me.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's funny because this guy, the guy who writes the news release, his name is Danny too.
There you go, it's meant to be.
But I'm
going to
call him and see what he says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He might be, he's very nice, too. So if it's meant
to
be, it'll be, yeah, he's a real nice guy.
If you can get me on Fox 5, I want to expose this nightmare to Danny. Expose it to everywhere I can.
Well, this guy writes a press release, and, you know, it's going to be submitted, you know, to the, as much as, you know, you can get done for the disabled, if you know what I'm saying.
Well,
I mean,
he sends
right
them
now,
out to the news media.
Yeah, all the news media. It's a press release.
Yeah, the press, a list.
A list that he sends it to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's pretty good.
I'm more than willing to do it.
All right, so let me talk to him and, you know, we'll see what he says.
If one person seems that they could do your, you know, your article, not your article, your story, they'll contact you. That's how it usually works.
Yes.
So he submits it to all of them. At once.
Well, the story will be about rental wheelchairs, right?
Yeah, about being messed up and him getting injured, too. Probably.
Danny, you know anybody else who's had trouble with rentals?
Not rentals that I can think of, but...
That'd be
no.
better, too, if you know somebody.
Well, think
we'll
about it. If you know, if any,
yeah.
have any friends who,
yeah,
you know, the more people we have, the better. You know.
No, it's true.
But think
now
about
I,
that.
Now I'm
meantime.
Curious. Now I care. But can they stop servicing me if I expose this?
No, that would be retaliation. If it has anything to do with Medicaid, you're entitled to a fair hearing.
So
that's a power chair, right?
Yeah.
You need a power chair, right?
Yeah.
Do they know that you need a power chair?
Yeah.
They might not, you know, that's a kind of tricky, loaded question. They might need to give you one, or they might, you know, that's a hard thing to answer, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? In that
yeah.
position.
I don't
know.
Care.
Exactly. That's what it should be. You know?
Julie. Are you in a power chair?
Yes.
We gotta exchange numbers.
I'm sorry? Am I able to see numbers, you said?
No, he wants to know if you exchange numbers off the air.
Off air? Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind helping them just for, you know, the situation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give it to you when I'm here. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so I'll talk to this guy and I'll let you know.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, go.
No problem.
All right, thanks for calling in, Dan. All right, Inner Sight around the world, and don't forget television. Well, we were on tonight, 7:30, Altice, Channel 20, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock, Wednesday night, and Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. All right, so that's the Inner Sight. And tomorrow night, we got the funnies, so we'll have some fun with that. We're going to have the philosopher here, and he's going to philosophize on, do you need the mask? So we'll tell you about that tomorrow night. Yeah, do you need it? And we'll do a little Lauren Hardy stuff, cuckoo stuff, and whatever else. Louie will be here tomorrow night. Crazy Louie. All right, Inner Sight, yeah. Where's the justice for us? See? And there's an example right there. You just heard Dan say that the lawyers wouldn't take his case. Why? Because you can't get big money when you're dealing with the disabled. You know, and you gotta sue the state, and it's crazy. Nobody wants to sue the state. You know, that's why the American Disability Act should protect us in cases like this. You know, you gave this person a wheelchair, you got paid for it, and it looks like the wheelchair was damaged or not put together properly or whatever it is. There should be, and a person got hurt, there should be an automatic court appearance with that. See, but they don't look at us like that because all these politicians listen to these agencies. You know?
Yes, they do.
That's the main problem that we face. They don't listen to us. They listen to people who went to school and read in a book and think they know. They don't know nothing because they don't live it.
True.
At least the people who are disabled know a little more. They live it.
That's true.
But the whole thing is no justice because this law that is supposed to be there for us is horrible. There's nothing there. I mean, there's the proof right there. It doesn't protect the person who has a mishap in a wheelchair. Doesn't protect you when you're in a nursing home and they take all your money and your apartment. It doesn't protect you when you're denied a guide dog or a service dog, or when you can't get into a place.
That's right.
Huh?
When does it protect you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, when does it protect you?
Yeah, I want to know. I'm sorry.
It didn't protect me when some son of a bitch... lied and said there was another car to take Allie and I to the nursing home.
No.
Didn't protect me.
No.
5 years gone by.
Yeah.
Are they going to give me money for those 5 years? I want $1 million a year. They're not going to give me that.
They're not going to give you that, Frank.
Look what they put me through. And my friend Allie.
Yeah.
See? They opened up a can of worms because they found out that she was left in the street several times, not knowing where she was, and a lot of other mishaps.
Yeah.
So what does this damn ADA do for us? Except give us trouble.
Grief.
And make things
some
worse.
Some days I wonder. I I tend to agree at times, because I went to a town hall meeting years ago that was run, it was all about the ADA, and George Stephanopoulos at the time was emceeing it, and I asked that very question, and he referred straight to the ADA, and my mic was muted. So you know the answer was very clearly, they were trying to refer people to the Americans with Disabilities Act, and that was it. That was my answer, and it was supposed to be my answer, and that was it. I had asked them, so how is the Americans with Disabilities Act going to help me get an apartment when I graduate college? I thought that was a valid question.
And you're talking about a meeting that took place, what, years ago?
Yeah, I am, but this was, it should have been, the answer should have been right when I had asked the question. I should have been able to get an answer. You know,
yeah, but they
time.
Can't give you the answer because it's not there.
That's right.
The answer should have been, the answer should have been that effective immediately, the Americans with Disability Act is going to make every apartment accessible. The agencies now have to have an accessibility fund, and the government has to put up half the money, and the work is going to start tomorrow. That would have been an answer.
That would have been an answer.
You didn't get that answer.
No, I didn't.
You know why you didn't get that answer? Because there's
no
damn justice.
That's right.
That's why you didn't get that answer. That would have been an answer.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been an answer that would have brought a standing ovation from the audience.
That sure would have been.
And that is the answer. And where the hell, you know, and that's the only answer.
That's right.
The same thing,
you know, how old
that everybody
that
else
is.
Has.
Yeah. I asked that question in 1994, 4 years after the Americans with Disability Act came out. 4 years after.
Whatever other answer they gave you.
4 years, I would give them a chance.
Was
what?
A bunch of bull.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even have to know it, and I know it's a bunch of bull.
Yeah, I know.
So there you have it. No justice. You know, no enforcement, no,
that's it,
no,
right there. No enforcement, no justice,
funding,
no nothing.
Nothing.
But at
there's
the time,
there.
That's what I got. You know. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole damn thing is like a waste of time for people.
Yeah.
It's a waste of time. And energy.
I knew I was encountering a grave problem and an extra problem. I had a full scholarship when I was, you know, at college. And then when I got, you know, was going to live back at, you know, my mom's and dad's house, I didn't have any accessibility. So I knew that I was going to encounter a huge problem, you know.
Well, I don't know what that's got to do with no justice, but...
It does, because I would have benefited from the money that had come, you know, if it was, you know, an accessibility fund, I would have benefited
from
that.
You said you had a scholarship. You got the money, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, but my scholarship was being used for housing, total housing.
Is that what it was supposed to be for?
No. Nope.
Scholarships usually go to pay for the college.
That's correct.
So how come it didn't go for that?
Because I didn't have the money to pay for the incidentals anymore. Yeah, and incidentals was my housing. Yep.
Where'd you get the scholarship from?
NYU. Huh? Yep. NYU.
No, no. I mean, who gave you the money? The state?
Oh, no. No, no, no. The state didn't give me the money. It was the, it was a private fund, believe it or not, that gave me the scholarships. Yeah.
So they gave you the money.
Yeah.
To do with what you wanted or for a specific
yeah.
purpose or what? How did that work?
No, no. It was whatever I wanted to do, the whatever I needed the money for. So that was really a good...
Where did the money go?
Company.
Did it go to you?
Yeah, it did, actually. It's really funny.
In your name?
At the time. Yep, in my name.
Well, then you could have done what you wanted with it.
That's what I did. I did, but I just felt bad that it had to go for my housing as opposed to for the rest of my
school. Well, why didn't you, you know, use it for the college?
Why? Because it was, I would have had no housing. I would have had to live with my family and not been able to finish the rest of my college. So it was like a catch-22. I was in a catch-22.
Well, a lot of people live with their family when they go to school.
Yeah, but I would have been in a difficult position because of
my I had the money. How much money was there?
In that situation, about $26,000.
Well, that's a good chunk of money. You could have used
yeah.
it wisely.
Yeah, I could have used it properly, yes.
Not
Why
just
didn't
to pay
I?
Rent.
Like I said, I had to be closer to the college. You know, I had
yeah,
to be
but with something like that, you could set up some kind of a fundraising situation or something.
Well, yeah.
That's
I
what
did
you
actually
have done.
Twice. I did with the... what do they call that?
You know, you should have gone to the college and maybe said, look, I'll make a donation to your school. You know?
And do it that way.
Let me go to school here. You know,
oh,
who knows?
I did that with the dean of students twice, and that's how I got some of it myself. You know, I did one fundraiser with the dean of students twice, and I got some of the money for myself. But otherwise, I wasn't able to get it, you know. I helped him get money twice.
Well, did that pay for the school?
For the 2 years before that, yeah.
No, 2 years, and then you have to find another way to. See, I don't believe people should have to pay for college.
Me neither,
you know.
But that doesn't happen that way.
It's That's tough. Crazy, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and if you're going to pay a school to me, my way of thinking, you're the boss. You're paying
yeah,
them.
Yeah, right. That's true.
That's how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole damn system is just...
Backwards.
Asinine backwards, as far
That's
as I'm
true.
Concerned. All right, Inner Sight, tomorrow night, the funnies, don't forget. And, yeah, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. There is no justice for the disabled, simply because we don't have a strong law to protect us.
Frank, Louie.
Louie's on the phone?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Louie, you're a day early. What's going on? You forgot what day it is.
Let me get him in, okay?
Yeah, let's see what he has.
Thursday.
I think... Huh?
I thought it was Friday's frolics, but that's my mistake. This is a Thursday
show. You thought it was Friday?
Yeah.
That's okay.
I got Suzanne Taurasi's wacky frolics on a Friday night.
Oh,
yeah,
there you
tomorrow
go.
Night.
Yeah, that's tomorrow
yeah.
night.
Hey, Louie, you got a calendar? Can you read a calendar?
I read a calendar. It's in my room.
You got one, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what's today?
Today is Thursday.
That's
and tomorrow's
it.
Friday, and I'm going to do Rosanna Dana and Buffy Casavo and many more.
And we're going to answer that Bing Crosby question. Boo, 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 boo.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I think that was to test his vocal cords. I don't know.
Hey, you remember that show with
La 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 la. Merry Christmas and Christmas to you. Gotta lick a la la lick a la 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 la.
There you go. It's giving you a...
Remember that show with Dean Martin? And he had Bing Crosby on, and he came out, and Dean says, "Oh, what this I hear? You're telling everybody you can drink more than me." You know, and Crosby started in with the, "Well, of course I can drink more than you, Dean. We all know that." And they started drinking on the set. See, and it was supposed to be only. Soda, you know. But they didn't know.
Oh, you mean a soda to Bing Crosby or something like that? Son.
Yeah. They didn't know it that somebody put real liquor in the bottle.
You mean
here they are getting drunk.
They're tying back into the bottle and drinking and actually down a little bit something.
And Dini goes, "Well, I don't know. Somebody did something. I got to get out of here."
No, you can get out of here for the fish drinking.
That must have been nice and authentic.
And no authentic, but please. I know about the thing, you know, the Bing Crosby right over here. You know, talking
there
about
you go, Lou. You got it.
All right, Lou.
And
we'll
tomorrow,
see you tomorrow
I'm
going to
tell you all about Frank?
Huh?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. And tomorrow Rosanna Dana, and we're going to talk about Hooters. Don't forget the Hooters.
The Hooters?
Hooters?
Yep. The female Hooters waitress.
All right.
Oh, okay. And what happened?
Hooters female waitresses.
Hooters. Oh,
okay.
I got to hear this story tomorrow.
Me too, yeah.
I got to hear this.
Right,
everybody give a lot of drops to the Hooters female waitresses.
Okay, continue. What else?
Blonde, brunettes, red hair, nicey hairstyle, ponytail.
Gotta keep this, you know, in the family range, not in the, you know, the triple X range, you know.
I'm talking about Hooters, not that one.
Don't give it away tonight. Hold it for tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, ladies, you're so pretty on the Hooters, waitresses.
Okay, tell us tomorrow night, okay?
Okay.
Louis
okay,
Mabella,
I'll be
everybody.
Ready
we'll,
for
we'll,
Rosanna Dana tomorrow.
Okay.
Rosanna and the Hooters.
And the Hooters, okay? Tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll
call you tomorrow. Take care.
Okay.
Don't forget.
We hit.
Love
all
you.
Right, there you have it.
You
inner sight, a little preview of tomorrow night's show. And we'll be with you then. I want to thank everybody for calling in, all our listeners. Hey, you got a quick number? Hurry up.
It was 106,650, I think.
106,650.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it was?
Yep.
All right, I'll take it. Maybe it'll go up by the weekend.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
All right, thank you so much. Intersight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer, all our friends who donate, keep in a sight going. Appreciate it. So be with us tomorrow night, and the philosopher will tell you how long you got to take the vaccine for. That's tomorrow night. All right? Inner sight around the world. All right, yeah. Hope you
all right.
Have a good night. Inner sight.
You too.
But have an inner sight night.
There you go.
Inner sight. Goodbye, world.
Good night, everybody.
Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.